your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. We've had a busy week in real estate this week. Our smoking hot deal from last week got multiple offers this week. Of course, it sold. Had another actually working multiple offers on another listing today. So there's a lot going on in the real estate business. I love it when things sell for full price. So I'm here today with a couple of people. Well, actually, I'm here today with three. I'm here with two normal people and one loud person. I am here with Terry and Toby Rogers. And you guys, good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are
good
you?
Good morning, Toby.
Good morning.
Okay. I remember which one's Toby because of the O is the bald one. Right, Toby?
Beautiful, beautiful.
And I'm here with Robin Gunn. Hey. Robin Gunn is the owner of, and I probably editor,
publisher,
deliverer of everything of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's good morning, me. Robin.
Good morning. We're making it happen today.
Yeah. Robin,
I guess I'm
has
this loud one.
Yeah. Yes, that would be it.
I resemble that remark.
Robin, you have a radio show just following this on
I
a
do.
Different channel.
I do. KZLS 1640 AM, The Eagle.
Okay. And today you have on a very dear friend. I consider him a family member of ours, Dr. Bill Schnitz from the Lynn Institute.
Yes. This is such a good show on the Lynn Health Institute.
So I'm going to, I will be, having Dr. Schnitz on.
Yes,
as
I
well.
I encourage you to do
yes,
that.
Yes, because, well, first of all, he's family, and secondly, he's got a
nice
lot
guy.
Of good to say.
Yeah, he does.
But
he's
today, we're kind of talking about the 50-plus Better Living Expo, which
Woo-hoo!
Is going yeah. to be this week.
Yes, this coming Wednesday, down to State Fair Park at the Pavilion Building.
The Pavilion Building, by the way, if you guys, I call it the blow-up building.
That's it. That's how we remember it.
It's the air pressure building. It's where the Shriners Circus is. Mm. Late mm-hmm. March, I want all of you to listen up, because late March, we're going to have a big Shriner Circus party. We're
awesome.
All going to go to the circus. It is one of the best things that comes to Oklahoma City.
There's not many of those left.
No there isn't.
I haven't been to a circus in years. That'd be a lot of fun.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It is a good circus. Mm-hmm. It's cheap to attend.
That's my speed.
There's our speed, right? Very affordable. But, Toby, you guys are putting on this 50-plus Better Living Expo. Why did you go all the way down to 50? On your age thing.
Well, that kind of includes my age group.
There you go.
That
Mine
is where
too.
I'm at.
Exactly.
So what we want to do is we try to reach out and we look for the caregivers. And when your parents are aging and you're moving through life, you're not quite there yet. You're still living your life. You're active. But you're going to start running into needs with your parents.
Right.
And that's exactly why we went down to 50.
And well, because about half the people there at this expo, which has grown every single year, by
yes.
the way.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it doubles each year.
It is a great, great experience.
So true.
It's at the fairgrounds, and it's this Wednesday. What are the hours this
it's
Wednesday?
9 to 4. We'll open the doors.
9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Plenty of close-in parking.
Oh, absolutely. Our parking is all around where the Space Needle's at. It's close to the building. We will have a shuttle service there. So if you're parking, just look for the shuttle service. They'll be making loops around, and they'll pick everybody up.
So that that's good. And the vendors there are all for support of the 50-plus population for caregivers.
Absolutely.
Why would a real estate broker go there?
oh, how many people, as you well know, want to downsize?
There you go.
Exactly. But a lot of the seniors, when they get a little older, they have a lot in a large family home. And everybody knows that they need to move. They need to have all that clutter taken care of. And, you know, as the caregiver, you need to find out exactly how you're going to move them. How are you going to handle all that? And that's why the real estate agent comes in. Now, I believe that Becky Ivins is going to be there.
Yeah.
I
would be that real estate agent there because a third of my business, almost, it's a little over 30% of my business is the downsizing business. One thing I've learned is that you don't have to be 80 to downsize.
Oh, not at all.
Lot of folks in their 50s are downsizing because they can get to a more manageable home and actually age in place for another decade before you feel the need to go to a retirement center or a assisted living or something like that. So the downsizing is happening at a much younger age than what has been traditional.
Yeah, and it absolutely is. And we're all looking at that. And that makes us much more mobile, and it's all much more manageable.
Well, it cuts
down. I actually just downsized myself.
That's
right.
I did.
And I realized during moving, there were so many things that I just didn't need.
Terry, how is the memory care working for you?
Not quite there yet.
And Becky, you said something, too, about retiring in place and staying in your home. And there are so many more options for that now than there ever has been before. And a lot of people are really afraid of getting older and thinking, well, I have to leave my home. Well, you don't have to anymore. And if you come to the show, there are many, many people out there to speak to you about that.
There's a nonprofit called The Villages that will be there, and it's all about aging at your home.
Yes,
right.
With a lot
Page
of support.
77 in the Oklahoma City Journal.
Olson.
Yes. Marilyn Olson.
Heads up Villages OKC, and that is not a place.
It's a plan.
It's a plan.
Exactly.
There you go.
It was like we rehearsed that.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this Better Living Expo. We'll be right back, right after this break, on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, and I have with me Miss Robin Gunn, the one and only of Oklahoma Senior Journal, mm-hmm. and Terry and Toby Rogers, who are the what's your title with this 50-plus expo?
We're promoters.
Promoters.
We're promoting the expo.
Promoting the expo. You actually do the expo. How many people do you expect? How many came last year?
Attendees. Right around 1,000 attendees.
Okay. How many do you expect this year?
That's a ton.
Probably 1,200, 1,500?
We're expecting 1,500 this
1,500
year.
1,500 attendees mm-hmm. this year.
Right.
You've got two booths left.
Absolutely.
If anybody's a vendor.
It's thin.
Yeah.
So if you need a booth, you need to come on in. You need to get a call on us, 605-2121. Call us up. If you hurry, you can go to the website, rmpshows.com, and you can get right in, log in, and you can look it up for yourself.
Okay. So it's rmpshows.com.
rmpshows.com.
Okay.
Or you can just Google Oklahoma City 50-plus Better Living Expo,
yeah.
and it will pop up.
It'll pop up.
Very good. So tell me what's happening at the expo this year.
Well, one thing I wanted to talk about, something new to Oklahoma is the medical marijuana and the CBD.
Yeah.
Tons of questions.
Everywhere.
Tons and tons of questions, and a lot of people just don't know about it. So we have got Scott Schaefer, the managing director and clinical instructor for Oklahoma Poison and Drug. So he's going to come out and do a seminar at 11:30 to inform you any safety concerns with medical marijuana and seniors and what it has to do with your medication. So anything you want to know, you need to come out and sit in on this seminar, and he's going to answer questions for you.
Here's my theory on that, Terry.
Yes.
I think that the seniors
probably already
I'm
know.
I'm pretty sure they do.
But, but
they need to know how it is going to interact with their medications.
The upcoming seniors are the baby boomers that grew up in the 60s, and they may, you may have a lot of audience participation there. Yeah.
Well, in that case then, actually in the vendors, we do have some CBD people and some medical marijuana people. So but we're covering both sides. So if you already know about it.
Well, and I love the fact that you've got the expert coming.
Yes.
Yes. Not just somebody selling something.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Most of the people at your expo, now, when I go to your expo, I have a booth. My team is usually at my booth. I am out talking to the vendors.
Exactly.
I want to know who's there, who's serving our senior population, our 50-plus population.
Right. That's right.
I want to know who's serving them, what are they offering. And do you know, most of the people there really aren't salespeople.
No, no. There's no pressure. We're providing information.
It was, I can hardly wait till Spanish Cove. Yeah. I hope they bring
our
their little
Gold
machine.
Plus sponsor this year.
Well, do you know something? They brought their little machine last year.
Yes.
On... you stand on it and it tells you where you're strongest and where you're weakest. And they told me I needed to work on my legs to get stronger. Guess what? Got me a trainer. I'm working on my legs. And I think I'm anxious to see what their machine says again this year. Yeah. So Spanish Cove, I'm looking for you.
Yeah, and actually Jill Huff and Spanish Cove are bringing out their motor coach. We'll be inside the building so you can take a tour on their motor coach. It's their own private coach that they take trips on.
Yeah, this is a 45-foot full-on tour bus.
Yeah.
And well, so if you're imagining that, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's super luxurious. If you want to take a trip and sit in that thing, you can go anywhere all day.
And you don't have to live at Spanish Cove to go on their trips. You can be a part of their spirit club.
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
You know, recently I went on a bank trip with the Bank Travel Club.
Yes. Was that Quail Creek?
Well, it was.
Yes, they're in the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Okay. It was a wonderful trip.
Yes, they did great trips.
A little bit slow for me. I'm a pretty fast mover.
I think
it was
Spanish
a great
Cove
trip.
Might be your people.
Spanish Cove may be my people. Yeah, but Quail Creek are definitely my banking people.
There you go. Yeah,
there's a lot of interaction. You'll find a group that's anybody's speed. That's for sure.
You go. Mm-hmm. So the motor coach is going to be there from Spanish Cove, and
they also have their line dancers are going to be out performing.
What?
Line,
oh,
dancers.
Line dancers,
yep, they have line dancers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
they'll be performing on the main stage also
at 1:45.
Now you have nurses there,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
okay,
yes.
Sam's Club will be there. They will have a couple of their pharmacists there. If you want to speak to the pharmacist,
okay. Well, that is always a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pharmacist is such a resource for everybody that takes anything, oral or injectables or whatever, medication, that if you're not talking to your pharmacist, you're missing out.
Right. Yeah, they'll be there to answer anything.
Yeah, because they'll tell you what goes together and what you might should go back and talk to your doctor about,
That's
right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, you got a chef there, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
We got Bruce Reinhardt.
Chef Bruce Reinhardt. And actually, I watched him a couple weeks ago. I was just flipping channels on the Food Network, and bang, there he was in a competition on TV. So I had to sit and watch that.
Wow. He's everywhere.
He is.
So he's going to give a demo?
Yes, he is going to give a cooking demo.
Can we eat what he cooks?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I think you can sample it.
He'll be there. He'll speak about his love for food and the community, because he's everywhere in the community. He always gives back. And
has a big fan drive at his restaurant on North
We'll
Penn
be a
May.
Part of that.
We will be a part of that with Scott Hines.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Coming up.
Scott Hines fan drive at the Rococo right after the show.
Yeah, Rococo is his restaurant where he is the executive chef.
Yes.
So we love Bruce Reinhardt. We would like to...
I was going
to
say, we've got Bruce Reinhardt with Rococo and the Manhattan. He has that downtown, the Manhattan.
I've not been to the Manhattan.
I have. Yeah. I did my birthday there in November. Mm-hmm. And we also... Terry said we were getting a winery there. So here you have the cannabis, the winery...
And food.
It's a party.
What more do you want?
It's a party.
It's a party.
It will be a fun day.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, Bruce Reinhardt will be demonstrating his cooking demonstration at 2:30 on our main stage.
Okay, well, definitely that on my schedule. Deb is my virtual assistant, and she is the one that is keeps my calendar. So, Deb, put that on my calendar, 2:30 this Wednesday. So I definitely want to be there.
Yeah, and if you're listening out there and if you want to know all the schedules for the entertainment on the main stage, just go to rmpshows.com and take a look. It's all right there for you to see.
Well, and you've got Dan Wagner from Precure Nurseries.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
What's Dan going to do?
He's just going to get up there and answer questions if you have soil issues or you don't know what kind of plants. If you're not a good plant grower, he's going to answer any questions you have.
He could probably join in on that cannabis thing on how to grow.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be talking about that. But another big person we have this year, if you like to do any traveling in Oklahoma, Dino Lolly with Discover Oklahoma.
That's my jam. I love me some Discover Oklahoma.
Yeah, you can come out and get your travel and dining guides. They're free. Just come out and get them. And if you have any questions, just come talk to Dino.
Okay, and then Scott Hines,
of course,
from Channel 4, going to be in your corner over there. Is he going?
Yes.
Did you put him in the corner?
Well, he might be hiding in a corner somewhere. He'll be there.
You'll have to watch for him.
He's sneaky.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he'll be talking about frauds and scams, which we all need to be clued into.
If you have any questions for Scott, this is your chance to come out and ask him. I mean, face to face, and he will talk to you.
Do you know he talked to a couple of different groups last year, people that were there, and did stories on them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had been scammed, and they came and told him what had happened, and he got to the bottom of it and took care of it for them. So Scott Hines, Channel 4.
He's a fixer.
Yeah, for sure. So at 11:30, you can go eat with Rococo chef Bruce Reinhardt. At 2:30, you can... is that Precure then?
Precure is at 9:30.
9:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Straight get up and get out there early.
We're going to talk a lot more about this when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are talking today about the 50-plus Better Living Expo that is at the fairgrounds Wednesday. This Wednesday, mark your calendar. It's supposed to be a nice day Wednesday. Even if it's not, it's inside. So.
In Oklahoma, you never know.
Well, that's
that
true.
That could change
at any minute. My saying is we have four seasons in Oklahoma, often in 1 week.
Yes. No, we are hoping for great weather.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
We've got a good forecast. It'll be awesome.
And it's inside anyway, so.
Right.
Even if the weather is not great, it's all inside.
It's called the Pavilion Building at the State Fairgrounds, and the Pavilion is what I call the blow-up building.
Used to be the old Cox Pavilion.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, but parking is by the Space Needle. How much is it for parking?
Free.
That's a good price.
It is.
Free.
And it is free to get into the expo.
Which is unbelievable, frankly.
It is.
The vendors there pay a fee to be at the expo.
Right.
But it's not a terribly high fee, frankly.
No.
So that way you've got like 120 vendors. You've got two spots left. So if you have a vendor out, if you're a vendor out there and you want to have access to 1,500 50-plus people.
And the 50-plus is your market, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the money.
That's
from
right.
From what I hear.
Yeah,
that's
right. There you go.
Demographic.
That's right.
There you go. Do you know there's an article in here from a real estate broker?
So tell them what you're looking at, Becky.
Page 31 of the program that you'll pick up as you walk in.
These are very nice programs. They're like booklets.
Yeah, so you'll want to kind of hang on to them and kind of look at them. But that is an article called Becky Ivins Specializes in Helping Seniors on the Move.
That Becky Ivins, she's like everywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
We love that. She's like Elvis.
Yes.
We still see Elvis everywhere.
For sure. I move just like Elvis.
That's awesome. Show us.
So,
also, Jill Huff has an article in here on questions to ask when choosing a retirement community on page 23.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then yours truly is on page 8, Robin Gunn.
Yeah, that's right, Robin Gunn. She's got her article in there.
I'll do you the favor of not singing along. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to guide you in the right direction with your roof, help determine whether or not you've got an insurance claim to file, and then handle your insurance claim for you. They will meet the insurance adjuster. They will make sure you get every penny on your insurance claim. They will help collect on the back end of anything like maybe decking that needed to be replaced that was uncovered, and collect that from your insurance company as well. So Robbins Roofing, 728-3700, 728-3700. Our word today is exposition.
Exposition. You might even have to explain that word to me.
Well, it's expo. Okay.
I got
we
it.
We usually call it expo. And what it is it's a large public exposition of art or trade goods. And in this particular case, it is a trade goods as in things that people 50 plus need to be aware of and services they might need. And that's what's happening at
the 50 plus Better Living Expo
on Wednesday.
On Wednesday at the State Fair Park.
At the State Fair Park. I wanted to tell a little bit about some other folks that are going to be there. Santa's Market, which is going to be at the fairgrounds this year.
Joan Clark.
In the same building.
Joan Clark and Meg.
Yes, and
Megan.
They
are. I just sold her house, by the way.
Oh, you did, Becky.
I did.
That's great.
Yeah,
very good.
Such great people.
I'm a platinum sponsor of their event.
Me too.
You too. I think we're the only two, actually.
That's right.
That is a
tremendous
an event to benefit Alzheimer's research,
mm-hmm.
and that is so needed. I mean, I expect a big breakthrough soon on that because there's a lot of research money going that direction, and we need to put more that direction. So Santa's Market will be there.
Mm-hmm.
There also is Fill My Basket.
Yep. Love them.
Disty Simpson.
Well, yep. Tell us about that.
Fill My Basket, they help people out that need groceries, basically. They will pick people out in a line in a grocery store and not say a word and come up and pay for their groceries and walk away.
they're
just doing good deeds.
They're great at pay it forward.
Yes.
There you go.
That's what they do. They really do. They pay it forward. And you can get in contact with them and give them somebody's name that needs that, and they will go and find them and surprise them and pay it forward.
And Disty Simpson actually is the chef at the Manhattan that
Which
Bruce Reinhardt owns.
Rococo's, yeah. Right.
So kind of all together there. But no,
really?
He is a great person,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Let's give out Fill My Baskets.
What? I told you something you didn't know?
Yeah.
We're going to give out Fill My Baskets website, which is just fillmybasket.org, O-R-G, fillmybasket.org. They have a viral video. I think it's been seen by 26 million people.
Wow.
Those guys are active. Disty's crazy active all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
I follow him on the Facebook.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. Do you know somebody else that I noticed in your booklet that's going to be there is Bath Fitters?
Mm-hmm.
Bath Fitters, they're friends of ours, and they, if you guys haven't, you've probably seen it on TV, the commercials, about they come in and in one day they redo the bathtub surround, the shower surround, that kind of thing. If you've not seen that, you need to come out and see Bath Fitters because they do a great job. It's so carefree, so easy to clean, looks good. So I really encourage you, come out and look at their stuff. They're going to have a booth there, and they'll have, you know.
They have a huge display there.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Oh, it's giant. They fill it all out, and it looks like you've stepped into your own new bathroom.
Exactly.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So who else is going to be there?
Well, I wanted to mention the Pet Food Pantry, a great organization that takes donations to buy pet food for seniors. A lot of seniors will forgo buying their medications to feed their pets. So she's trying to take care of the pets so they seniors can go ahead and buy their medication.
Great organization.
They need to. Do you know something? Something happened this not very long ago, a week or so ago, to a friend of ours, Tom Nix, who somebody fed his dog people food, which gave his dog pink, and it's a support animal. It's a therapy animal, a 5 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Tiny little thing. And Grover was fed people food by someone probably that meant to be nice, but he got pancreatitis and nearly died from that.
Oh, that's terrible.
So we need to get actual dog food for dogs and cat food for cats, because people food is not what animals need.
Not at all.
So this organization, what's their name again?
The Pet Food Pantry.
Pet Food Pantry helps seniors that can't afford to buy their pets food, helps them with that.
Exactly.
So, boy.
And they shouldn't have to choose between their medication and feeding their animal.
And all of our seniors have pets. Robin, how many, what is the statistic?
It's 83% of the 50-plus are pet owners.
So. You just called her a senior.
I am a pet owner, and I'm a senior.
I have more than my fair share of pets, and so does Terry, so, you know. We're right in there trying to take care of all of that and anybody else's pets we can take care of, you know.
Well, pets are our companions. They really are. And I do want to give out the Pet Food Pantry's phone number.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, 405-664-2858. That's 664-2858. You go ahead there, Miss Becky.
Well, I wanted to let you know also that Embark is going to be there. Mm-hmm. If you've ever thought of riding one of the streetcars.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you done it?
I have not done that.
I haven't done it yet either.
Well, we need to, Robin, let's go
together.
Let's
do it. I would love that.
Because it is, the thing I like about that is from those far off parking places downtown, you can get to safely to where you're going downtown.
Right. Yeah. That way you don't have to pull all the way through everything and be right down in the mess. You can park on the outskirts, grab it, and just go.
That's right. I see a lot of 50-plusers on the trolley.
And it's
streetcar.
Streetcar, yeah.
Streetcar.
Yeah, they look more like a bullet than an old-timey trolley.
The older
we're
getting, it's hard to walk with the knee pain. And hip pain. That's a little too far. I think I'll ride.
That's awesome. Also, Oklahoma Senior Games is going to be there.
Yeah.
Kathleen Fitzgerald. Love the Oklahoma Senior Games.
Yeah, about staying in shape. If you want to compete
and
you're over 50 and you want to stay in that sports atmosphere, that's where you need to be. That's who you need to talk to.
Well, I'm going to tell you real quickly about Jim Ivins. I happen to be married to him. He went to the senior games this year. And now, Jim Ivins, all of 5 feet five, his team won first in basketball.
Did?
Wow. Oh, there you go.
Basketball.
And he's 5 foot five.
Five foot five. Wow.
And so you have to, I forgot how old you have to be to get in there, but it's not young.
I think it's 50.
Nope.
Is it 50?
I think it starts at 50, but it goes up to 100.
There you
go.
That's
probably what he did. He probably went and got a couple of ringers at 50 years old on his team, right? There will be a blood drive there.
Yes.
Oh. Do you know at your very first expo that you had downtown, the Oklahoma Blood Institute was doing the blood drive?
Right.
And I got the shirt. You could either get the OU or the OSU shirt. Mm-hmm. I got the OU shirt since I'm a graduate of there, right? And I see people with those shirts all over town. And every time I see someone wearing one of those blood drive shirts, I have to go up to them and say, thank you for giving blood.
There you go.
And they look at me like, what? And I'm going, you've got your shirt on. I know that you're a donor of blood.
That's right.
And that you're doing that again this year. Summer vibes and saving lives.
Oh, yep.
We have the blood drive every year at the expo. They're there. They'll have their big blood bus there. So you can go in, sit in comfort. It's nice and quiet. And they'll take care of you.
Well, you know the Ivins family. There are six of us, and we're all O negative. They do love us.
I'll bet they do.
we get calls constantly. Well,
and if they give blood, they also get tickets to the Science Museum or two entries to Safari Joe's Water Park.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
I may have to give more than once that
I think
day.
You get a T-shirt also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get a Summer Vibes T-shirt.
Yeah, I need to. I'll Bless maybe if I give in the thing. Morning, they'll let me give again in the afternoon.
And then also, we do bring out a food truck. My good friend David Greggs with Flying Pig Barbecue will be out on scene with great barbecue.
So great.
So come out and get you some barbecue.
That's right outside the door.
Right outside the door.
Very accessible.
It's going to make you hungry.
That's right. So if you're an attendee and you show up there, then you'll have the barbecue you can go out and get from him. And something we're doing for all of our vendors that are in the expo, we provide Flying Pig Barbecue for their lunches.
Yeah. Hey, it was delicious. Thank you very much.
We will be feeding over 300 people this year.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. Well, I'll tell you what fun we're having here, but you probably tuned in to hear that smoking hot deal that's coming up right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins and my guest, Terry and Toby Rogers.
Rogers.
And Robin Gunn. 50-plus Expo, that's what we're talking about today. Why does a realtor go there? Robin, why does a realtor go there?
Exactly, Becky. Well, I'll tell you exactly why you do. Because people, doing the Oklahoma Senior Journal for the last 26 years, I get calls all the time on, first of all, people want to be able to trust the realtor, you know, and if you go to a realtor that you're not, you know, you're feeling a little trepidatious about, that maybe isn't somebody that's in tune to somebody that's an empty nester. I have empty nester people that read this magazine all the time, the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and they ask me, Robin, it's just a daunting task to think about trying to move. There's got to be the ABC science to that. And I said, yes, there is. That's why Becky Ivins is about the ABC science of downsizing.
There's steps to downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You don't have to be a senior to downsize.
That's true.
A lot of people that are not seniors are downsizing
Absolutely.
These days.
Absolutely. Or the 50-plus is having to deal with trying to, like their parent is moving to a retirement community. Now they're left with their parents' home.
And you got to figure out, do you put the home in a trust? Do you put it in an LLC? Do you keep it in the parents' name? One parent's died. How do you get the title transferred over? Was it joint tenancy with right of survivorship or not? There's a lot to that.
See, you can answer all of those questions, Becky.
Well, I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
And I love doing it.
Right.
I love selling real estate.
And helping people.
I'm a social worker with a real estate license. I'm just telling you, folks. So,
testify.
That's what I did in my previous life. I was a social worker.
At the expo, we will have some attorneys out there, since you mentioned trust, wills, that sort of thing, that they can come out and talk to find out the differences and what best suits them.
Yeah, and there's a lot
of people think if they've got a will, then they're set, and that is not the case.
And a lot of people think they need a trust that really don't need a trust.
Right.
I mean, and then you have a trust and you can't find it. I'm dealing with one of those right now.
Oh, wow.
I've got the property in the name of a trust, and they want to sell it, but nobody can find the trust.
Interesting.
Wow. I know.
Yes.
Well, see, but if they had you as the realtor, you would have had it in a safe place.
She'd have it at her house behind two locked gates where nobody could get to it.
No, I'll tell you what, but I would have advised them to have filed their memorandum of trust of public record.
Hello.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
See,
so your memorandum of trust, you've got to file that of public record so that you, whoever the trustee is, can then sign the deed. I have a question for you guys, though.
Yeah.
Terry and Toby, what started this 50 plus expo for you guys? I mean, are you just in the promotion business? That's what you do? Or is there a personal story behind that?
We didn't start out in the promotions business. We got into that in the 50 plus expo from a personal need.
Kind of by accident.
Yeah, it kind of worked that way, and we saw the opportunity to help others.
So. Yeah, it was. I went through the aging process with my father-in-law, John Kelly, and realized that my wife and I knew nothing about things we needed to know. You know, as far as assisted living centers to a memory care center, I'd never even heard of a memory care center. So through the process, there were just tons of questions we had. We were having to call people, make appointments, drive across town, speak with them. So me and Toby were talking, what if we put together a expo where we get all of these professionals in one place so someone could come out in one day and meet over 100 different companies? Yeah. And it's going to be services they're going to need. There's
absolutely
no way around it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And like Terry, you know, we're going along, we're having Thanksgiving dinners, we're doing Christmases with John, and then instantly he's thrown into being the caregiver role.
Yeah.
He's there.
I hadn't
instantly
thought about it before. I thought everything was just hunky-dory, and it was not.
You run right into all the roadblocks and trying to deal with that and being a caregiver for another adult. And it's a lot to take on.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if
huge.
You have a full-time job.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is very hard. So in order for you to talk to everyone at this expo, it would take you over a year
mm-hmm.
in appointments and driving across town. Like I said, you can come out in one day and speak to all these people, and they're there to help.
They're yeah, they're not
to
hard
you.
Selling
and
at
their
all.
Contact information is right in your program, right?
Yes.
And that way, even if you don't have time to see them all of them have
their names, numbers, small little ads in our program. So keep it, take it with you.
Right.
And see you this Wednesday at the State Fairgrounds from 9 to 4.
State Fairgrounds, 9 to 4. It's free.
Everything's
free.
Which is a very good price.
F-R-E-E is a very good price.
It's a very good price. I thank you guys.
Thank you.
Tim and Lucinda are going to talk to you guys in a few minutes. We'll talk to you later and see you next week with talking about foundation and settlement with Gary Thornton of Crown Foundation. Till next week.
Thanks for having us on,
have a good week.
Becky.
Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.